KSRN News. I'm Mary Rose. Gas prices have surged because of the Iran conflict, but economist Steve Moore believes they will be coming down soon.
We're going to see for the next couple of weeks maybe the oil price at that level. And then as we start to see these disruptions in the global oil supply chains reduced, I think you'll see oil flow right back down to the, you know, the $3 range that we were seeing a few months ago.
Moore with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Energy Secretary Chris Wright says the U.S. will have the support of other countries in his effort to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Courtesy NBC News, Meet the Press.
The world depends on the flows through Hormuz, and most importantly, the Asian nations, Japan, Korea, China, Thailand, India. A meaningful part of their total energy supplies come from the Straits of Hormuz. So, of course, the whole world will be united on the need to open Hormuz, and clearly we will have the support of other nations to achieve that objective.
Hundreds of thousands of people in Lebanon have fled their homes since Israel issued mass evacuation orders and ramped up airstrikes on the militant group Hezbollah. Lebanese residents describe tough conditions there on the ground.
A grandmother from Beirut's southern suburbs now lives in a tent inside the largest sports stadium in Lebanon, turned into a shelter. She says conditions there are harsh and unsafe. Meanwhile, aid agencies are warning of a full-blown humanitarian crisis in Lebanon.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Kristen Sinema says in a legal document that she had a romantic relationship with a member of her security detail, but her lawyer argues a lawsuit seeking damages against her should be dismissed. This is SRN News. Canada moves to expand assisted suicide. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The government has set up a committee to consider allowing people who are mentally ill to take their own lives with the help of a doctor. Critics say the panel is made up largely of suicide supporters and will likely advise the government to go ahead with the proposed expansion, which is already set to take place in 2027 if no action is taken to prevent it. Under current Canadian law, only people with terminal physical ailments can apply for assisted suicide. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo says Catholic bishop has resigned after he was arrested while trying to leave the U.S. following accusations that he embezzled $270,000 from his parish near San Diego. The resignation was announced after Bishop Samuel Shalita was charged with felonies, including money laundering. Shalita, who pleaded not guilty, was arrested at San Diego International Airport. This is SRN News. A major CEO is leaving Washington State. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports.
Starbucks founder Howard Schultz has announced his family is moving from Seattle to Miami following Washington Democrats' passage of a 9.9% income tax on those earning over $1 million annually.
Starbucks will open a corporate office in Nashville, offering relocation to Seattle-based employees and expanding its presence in the Southeast. Airline ticket prices are starting to climb as carriers respond to rising jet fuel costs tied to the war in Iran. Cathay Pacific, Air France, KLM, and a handful of other carriers already have raised their fares or added fuel surcharges. United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby has warned that higher ticket prices will probably start quickly. More details at srnnews.com.